and welcome. It's hour number four of the podcast. It's a football power hour, and the trade deadline several weeks away, but the rumors are percolating around the NFL. The latest name to be tossed out, Cincinnati Bengal malcontent A.J. Green. We answer the question, should the Bengals trade A.J. Green? That's the question. What's the answer? You're going to find out here in a Maller monologue and a whole lot more in hour number four. It's coming your way right now. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Sunday night into Monday in the early morning hours. And don't forget the fifth hour podcast all weekend long. Fresh, original audio content. But here is hour four. For now.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Feeling green? Are you really feeling green? Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, sermonizing the sporting world on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. We do appreciate your loyalty to the show. Otherwise, we'd be in trouble. I'd have to get a real job, and I don't want to get a real job. So thank you for allowing me to keep this job. It does mean a lot. So we're going to avoid the baseball. The Dodgers taking a ride on the vomit comet. And so now the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves series is all but over. The Dodgers are in hospice. The Braves are up 3-1 in that series. Clayton Kershaw, he soiled his diaper on the mound. And unfortunately, the villains of baseball, the scoundrels of fun, the Astros, they were victorious, but we still believe in our Tampa Bay Rays. We hope our Tampa Bay Rays will not be choke artists, and we hope they will get her done. And we believe they will. And hopefully today, Tampa Bay, we can all celebrate America, can come together and be one of the great accomplishments of 2020. And Tampa Bay will win and the elimination of the team with a history of cheating. So we hope that happens. Anyway, so this is an NFL monologue. It's an NFL monologue. It's not about Le'Veon Bell. We did one of those earlier. We are closing in on the 2020 NFL trade deadline. Doesn't feel like that, but it is happening. A lot of idle chatter, if you've been paying attention to the scuttlebutt. Horse trading, that's going to take place. The deadline is rapidly approaching. Now, some of the names that have already been tossed out by the establishment media. Sam Darnold, that the Jets could trade Sam Darnold. Washington could say, bye-bye, see you later to Dwayne Haskins. Tight end Zach Ertz in Philadelphia. He could be on the move if the price is right. And those names have been tossed on the flea market. Another name is gaining traction, that's weasel terminology, on the trading block. And the name I am referring to, do you know where I'm going here? That's right. A.J. Green of the Cincinnati Bengals. Longtime wide receiver. Hasn't been all that good recently. Now, Green was asked if he wants to stay in Cincinnati. And he said, what do you think he said? You think, A, he said, I want the hell out of here. I don't want to hang out with the Cincinnati Bros and Skyline Chili in the southern city of Cincinnati. Or did he say, eh, I want to stay. I like it here, kind of. Or did he say, no comment? The answer is actually B. He said, quote, of course. I think we're building something special here. He said with a wink and a nod, I would imagine. Now, AJ also said that video that you might have seen making the rounds on social media of him saying, trade me, during the game over the weekend was not accurate. Fake news. Fake news. All right, so this is a rather simple one. This is not that hard. Let us discuss the question. You are in charge of the Cincinnati Bengals. You have pulled the short straw. You're wearing the dunce cap. Should the Bengals attempt to trade A.J. Green? And the answer, and the only acceptable answer, is absolutely. I don't care if you get pocket lint in return. Absolutely. So I've got ingredients, sandwich, and rainbows. And we will combine all these things together, and we'll begin with this. Now, A.J. Green, who has been a very productive player, statistically dominant at times, among wide receivers. A.J. Green attempted to use some decorum. I believe that's what happened here with the media. But I have my decoder ring, so I saw right through it. He was playing the game, right? Get the public-private position. Publicly, the Bengals are building something special, and Green wants to be part of it. Privately, he's flummoxed. Flummoxed by his role in the offense, diminishing role in the offense, and he would rather play for a contender, have a new lease on life. So think of this as if you were baking a cake. You're baking a cake, and this has all of the toxic ingredients that lead to a malcontent receiver being traded. I've seen this enough. I'm sure you have too. You don't have to host a sports radio show. You just be a fan. We've seen this kind of thing so many times that it's the same manuscript. It's the same manuscript rewritten. Many, many times over the years, it ends the same way 96% of the time, where you are saying, hasta la vista, arrivederci, exit stage right. Now, furthermore, it would be one thing if A.J. Green's productivity was still there. You'd say, okay, we can put up with this. It's all right. Spoiler alert! It's not. If you play fantasy football, you know this, or if you're a Bengals fan, all seven of you, you're aware of this as well. A.J. Green has been a soup sandwich. He has been worthless for the Bengals this season. That's not my opinion. It is a fact-based argument, is what it is. Soup sandwich. What good is a soup sandwich? A.J. Green, 14 catches, 119 receiving yards. The fewest he's ever had through the first five games of a regular season. Now, A.J. is tied for 95th in receptions in the NFL. I'm actually surprised he's that high. He's not in the top 100 among wideouts in yards in a 32-team league. And that's just the tip of the iceberg here. A.J. Green has been caught on camera quitting on plays. Quitting on plays. Yeah, those running interference. Now, there are people running interference for him, not many. They claim it's really just because he's got rust. He missed all of last season with an ankle injury. He's had a bad hammy so far this year. Cry me a river. So I'm a big accountability guy in this kind of stuff. I have the same position in both these things. And if you don't hustle, to me, you're gone. I'm sorry. I mean, we can suck, but at least put some effort in there. There's three things that do not require any ability. Giving effort, which is the most important thing, and then mental toughness to not quit and have a hissy fit while you're doing whatever you're doing, and then knowing what you're supposed to do. It's like Belichick, know you do your job, know your job, that kind of thing. And obviously, you want to have talented players. You want talented players to do all that stuff, but if you're cutting corners, if you're not maniacal about your work, then you're a net negative. And Cincinnati, listen, they can suck with A.J. Green. They can blow without him. Does it really matter? Now, the last thing here. You have the Komodo Dragon in the room sitting. It's right over there. The Komodo Dragon, right there. Komodo Dragon room. All right, A.J. Green, again, I can't get past this. I saw the video. He was caught there, very frustrated against the Baltimore Ravens. And you could see him say, hey, just trade me, while he was sitting on the bench. And as we told you, A.J. Green has denied this, that he requested a trade, and said people are just trying to incite drama. It's you drama queens out there. It's a bad job by you. He says, I don't know if that's accurate. I think they're just trying to reach for something. If you're a professional lip reader, Green said, people are going to say whatever. The only person that isn't sure that A.J. Green said trade me is Blind Scott. Blind Scott, who thinks that this didn't happen. Anyone who saw that clip knows he said trade me. I'm not a great lip reader, but I knew what he said. And if A.J. Green at age 32 is traded, who would be interested? despite the fact that he's got a little bit of radioactivity next to his name because of the last couple of years, he will still be an attractive player either on the trade market or if he's eventually released by Cincinnati. Now, why is that? Well, he won't demand much in return. The Bengals at this point are like, hey, let's just get rid of this guy and you know we'll take a mid-round, late-round draft pick and we're fine. He's a seven-time Pro Bowler. And this is a classic example, much like Le'Veon Bell going to Kansas City, when A.J. Green changes teams, it'll be said, change of scenery. Gold mine. This is going to be a gold mine. Fresh start, clean slate, all of those phrases, all of those hokey sports phrases. Now, that being said, to me, whoever does end up with A.J. Green, and we will get to that in a moment, is chasing rainbows. This is in the chasing rainbows. Now, a lot of people, like, I'm going to go find the end of the rainbow. You never do. You never find the end of the rainbow. So, to help out the Bengals, since they're named after me, and expedite this, let's spin. Can we spin the Maller Wheel of Trades? Do we have the Maller Wheel of Trades here? Let's dust off the Maller Wheel of Trades. We're going to spin the Wheel of Trades here, and let's see where it is. There we go. All right. Round and round and round and round. Oh, look at this. A four-pack on the Maller Wheel of Trades. It's stopped on Bears, Packers, Eagles. Why the Eagles? They're not very good. And Patriots. Oh, Patriots. Those are the four teams. The Maller Wheel of Trades is never wrong. It's never wrong. Those are the four teams. Kicking the tires on A.J. Green. Bill Belichick, always looking. Patriots, their wide receiving core is lacking. I don't know how much of an upgrade A.J. Green would be. In fact, I would think very little at this point. But again, fresh start, clean slate, change of scenery, resurrection. That's the selling point. And there's also a shot, and I mentioned this earlier, there's a shot the Bengals raise the white flag and say, all right, we can't trade this guy, so let's just release his ass and get him out of here like the Jets did with Le'Veon Bell, and we'll just play somebody. The Bengals' offense, though, has been somewhat productive. It hasn't been, in the last game it wasn't very productive, but it's been somewhat productive, and A.J. Green has been a non-factor, which is mildly encouraging. All right, is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. And we have lame jokes. You want bonus lame jokes? Let's do some bonus lame jokes. What do you say? All right, hit that button right there. A few bonus lame jokes for you. And away we go. All right, what's the difference between Pinto's Bobcat and Blair in Maine?
I don't know.
Pinto's Bobcat can get down.
By the way, no pictures of the Bobcat on Instagram.
Boo. That's from Just Josh.
All that for nothing.
I did see, though, that Pinto apparently has a little weed man in him, like asking for some money. He's got a little weed man
in
him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Did you know that PETA is asking Fox Sports listeners to boycott the Ben Maller Show?
Oh, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, they heard they're going to roast a bobcat. So that's just Josh, the Brigadier General. What is Pinto looking forward to the most in 2021?
I don't know. What is he looking forward to?
He's upgrading Eddie to a Jaguar. Josh again. All right, Big Ben's lame jokes. We have some more here. Why did I, Eddie, always fail in physics, the physics test back in school?
Why is that?
Because all of my answers were, there's no such thing as momentum. I'm Ran in Vancouver. Why did militia members bake Marcel in Brooklyn a birthday cake?
Well, I assume because it was his birthday.
That was the only way to sneak in a file in the house there. You know, the nail file. Yeah. Why did Marcel break his blender?
Why?
Well, he heard us say that Major League Baseballs are juiced, and he tried it out for himself. So he put them right in the blender there. And all right, so I'm Rand in Vancouver. What did Marcel in Brooklyn say to the bartender when ordering a Maller maneuver?
I don't know. What did he say?
He said, sir, please make it a virgin. So I'm Rand again. This is from some Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What does Doc Mike like most about food porn?
No, I'm not sure. What does he like most about that?
The chickpea. Big fan of that. Doc Mike previously revealed to us that he used to work for Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he'll be retiring with Mellow Yellow. Kurt from Earth there. All right, you know the last time people saw someone as confused as Tom Brady on that fourth down last week?
Oh, when was the last time they saw somebody?
It was when beer-drinking Brian was taking the fourth grade equivalency test 2 years ago. So it was, no? Gary in Youngstown. What did Half Pint, our friend in Kansas City, what did Half Pint do when she heard that Pinto has a pet bobcat?
Well, I don't know. What did Half Pint do?
She ran into the woods, Eddie, and kidnapped a deer. A John Deere. That's from Imran in Vancouver. What did Jason in Ottawa say when Mason the Millennial caught a pedophile?
I don't know. What did he say?
He said, "Hey, let me go." So Chris in Des Moines. Why is beer drinking Brian such a bad joke teller?
I'm not sure. Why is that?
Because he's always ahead of the punchline. So Inca Terror, who sent that one in. Did you know that there is a game show named after beer drinking Brian and a Half Pint?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Too Much or Not Enough. Bill from Iowa. What does Weed Man call rock bottom?
What does Weed Man call rock bottom? I don't know.
Smoking crack in the basement. That's Bill from Iowa. Did you hear the CDC closed an alley that was a bastion for bacteria with hordes of rabid rodents and hopeless hobos?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, Weed Man said, "Now I have to find another place to sleep." So Gary from Youngstown. Anthony in Anaheim had a lot of jokes about Weed Man and his homeless friends, but none of them worked, Eddie.
Oh, none really? Why is that?
What, well, no, they didn't work because he doesn't work. Oh, God, Eddie, come on, jeez. All right, that was a one-liner, Eddie. What is Weed Man getting for Christmas?
I don't know.
False hope. That's Anthony in Anaheim again. How did Weed Man's duck become homeless?
His duck? I don't know.
It smoked too much quack. So Anthony loves writing jokes about Weed Man. Anthony in Anaheim. What is the first thing Weed Man does on a computer?
I don't know.
He goes through the recycling bin. All right, here's the last one.
Oh, thank God.
Eddie, I know it's your birthday, but come on. Why was Weed Man limping?
Why?
He had a bum leg, Eddie. That's why. There it is. Thank you all for your jokes. I appreciate it. Good job by you. 877. Yes, good job. A lot of jokes. If you want to send jokes, if you think you're funny and you want us to know it, send your jokes in care of BenMallerShow@gmail.com. That's BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Make sure you put jokes in the headline so we know that there is a joke there. We compile the jokes. You can send them anytime. You don't have to send them the day before. You can send them anytime, and then we'll go through the jokes.
Do you know I practice Mexican judo, Ben?
No. Why is that?
I practice Mexican judo. Judo know if I have a knife. Judo know if I have a gun.
Yeah, somebody... You were gone one of the weeks. We did have some... You're allowed to do Mexican jokes because you have the pass, right? You have the get out of jail,
exactly.
Jail free card.
Yeah.
So we were going to send those to you. Now we have no Coop Scoop on entertainment because he's been tested for the corona. So we'll take some extra phone calls, which will be maybe good, maybe bad. And bring on the batteries. Bring on the batteries. We'll get to that as well. And we will do it. And we're going to do it next. But first, a word about the Breeders' Cup. On November 6th and 7th.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show's unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless, and you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And out live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Pinto, who was the star of the show last hour, he contacted me, Eddie. He says that he cannot send us a picture of the bobcat because that would incriminate him, because he would show that he has non-registered wildlife. So Pinto has informed me he will not be sending us
a photo of the Bobcat. What if we don't show anybody, Pinto? What if it's just amongst the guys on the show? How about that? Because if he doesn't give us permission to send it out, we're not allowed to send out the photo. Right?
Yeah. I want to see the... We'll just use it for our own personal amusement.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, somebody will send us a photo and say, you can't use that on the air. Like, okay, fine.
Did you ever send out the Dick and Dayton photo, by the way?
I have not sent out the dick pic. I have not sent that out. No, I have not. I can send it out, though. I mean, maybe next week.
Permission.
I know. Do I have to get permission from the other guy?
What other guy?
Well, he's in the photo with another guy, a fan of the show.
Oh, I'm sure he would agree to it.
All right. How about next week? Remind me next week. I'll send it. I got to go. I don't have it right here, so... it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Let's take some phone calls. The people want to speak, and Kevin's been screening the phone calls. And let's see here. We've got Beer Drinking Brian, who is next in Kansas City. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian.
Ben, what's up, man? First of all, that was funny that I had too much or not enough. And second of all, got to go to Eddie. Happy birthday, buddy. Hopefully many more years of pucking on, you know.
Thank you.
And,
he said puck, Eddie.
I know what he said.
Yeah, okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, FCC, hey, I worked it right. But, hey, Ben, last night, I don't know what happened. I thought maybe I drunk myself into the Twilight Zone, and then I heard Half Pint out there on the John Deere. I thought maybe she run over the Wi-Fi. I didn't know what was going on. And then Eddie's, like, saying something. I couldn't respond. I don't know what was going on. Yeah. And I was like, what the heck? Yeah,
I think that's most nights, though, right? Beer drinking, Brian, my man. I mean, you're a little spaced out a lot of the time, right? You know, feeling no pain, three sheets to the wind, that whole thing, yes?
Yeah, but no gremlins attacking me like that. I heard you have it before.
When's the last time you were not schnockered, completely schnockered?
When did I go to my doctor? Wednesday.
So you sober up for your... Oh, last Wednesday. Okay. So you sober up for the doc. I got you.
You got to do that. You know, you got to play the game. Yeah.
It's kind of like flossing your teeth before you go to the dentist, even though you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone does it like the day before. They're like, all right, floss my teeth. I'm a good flosser. I like flossing. Yeah, I do. All right. Well, thank you. I feel like you have nothing else to say, but it's good that you're on the air, Brian. You know, it's not you.
I know.
Yeah.
Well said.
Let's say hello to Trucker Wayne, one of our favorites. Trucker Wayne. Don't hear from him all that often. Hello, Trucker Wayne.
Hey, Ben. I'm just checking in. I'm doing a little car transporting here. And I pulled over for a rest break here at the truck stop.
So where are you at, Trucker Wayne? Now, where are you? Paint a picture. Like, what state are you in? What city are you near? Kind of paint a picture.
Well, I'm transporting a Lexus from St. Louis to Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh, that's a long trip.
Well, you know, I used to drive long haul, man. I used to drive long haul, so this is just a short jaunt for me. So,
but where are you at right now? What part of the country are you in?
Right now, I'm just in Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right, so you still got a ways to go. All right, so how can we help you, Wayne?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I knew from listening that it's Eddie's birthday.
Yes.
And coincidentally, it is my wife's birthday today.
Oh, mazel tov.
And so, as Italians would say, Eddie. Oh, gosh.
What would Italian say?
I have, you know, it's been so long since I called. Italian, salute, Eddie.
Yes,
Eddie.
Yes.
Salute. Dos Colano. My wife is Italian.
I know.
I try to learn the language. God bless her. She tries to teach me a language, but, I'm just an old Ozark hillbilly, you know, trying to do my best in that.
I hear you, Wayne. I hear you. It's all right. I'll tell you what, Wayne. It was better by effing it up than if you had done it. Because now we have a drop. Now we have a Wayne, Trucker Wayne drop out of that.
Oh, man. Well, it wasn't intentional. Believe me, it wasn't intentional. But, you know, I've been driving all these years and all these miles and everything. Yeah. And I was talking to my wife over the phone. And I said, she knows I listen to y'all all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, I said that, well, one of the co-hosts of the Ben Maller Show, Eddie Garcia, his birthday is today, and her birthday is today. Yeah. And she told me she related the Italian salute.
Yeah.
Birthday salute to me, and I was trying to,
Now your wife's going to yell at you and scream at you and say, there you, the big dummy. But I got to let you go there, Wayne, because we got more pressing business to get to and got to get back on track here. But thank you, Wayne. I'm glad you tried. I'll give you an A+ for effort. I'll give you an F for execution. How about that?
There was like this dramatic pause. I was waiting for him, and it just... Yeah. It never happened.
We've all been there. We've all thought we knew something.
I don't know that I've ever called into a show to say something specific, and then right as I was about to say it, I didn't remember what I was supposed to say.
For a lot of good drama, which is interesting. We have Bothered Ash later. They are going to take some more calls here. Also, bring on the batteries. Ben Maller Show as we press on, and we'll take some more of these riveting phone calls. I do not see Marcel on hold, but I do see Wendell, the bus driver in L.A. Hello, Wendell, in L.A. What's going on?
We got a sleeper.
Yeah, I think Wendell fell asleep. I don't blame him. The show's kind of boring. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's not snoring.
Stirring.
He's not. Yeah.
Wendell!
Yes.
Hey, Wendell, what's going on, buddy? How was your nap?
Oh, man, wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Were you dreaming?
I just wanted to get your opinion on Dave Roberts. If he fails to reach the World Series, are you under the impression that he will be relieved of his duties?
No. Dave Roberts has like lifetime employment. What does he have to do to lose his job? I see no evidence that Dave Roberts is in any danger. I hope I'm wrong, but he's like a Supreme Court justice. It seems like he has that job as long as he wants it.
I think it's time for him to go because this team should have won a World Series, and every year it's a different excuse. So I think his time is up.
I agree with you, Wayne.
The question is, who would be a replacement for him? I mean, I don't think Tony La Russa would be a good fit.
No. They'll hire some guy we've never heard of who's into the analytics. Some bench coach for the Tampa
Bring
Bay
Bring in Bochy.
Razor.
Yeah, I want Bochy.
Bring on Bochy. How about Socha? Bring him back.
That might be a possibility. Someone's, from the old face.
From the past, like an old Dodger. Bring back an old Dodger. But they usually, these teams today want to hire younger guys that are more relatable. And once you've been out of the game for a long time, they kind of look down upon you. I say that while Tony La Russa is interviewing for the White Sox job, and he's almost 80. So.
for some reason, in baseball, old school seems to work. Because sometimes the old school players kind of, sometimes it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, I got you. I go back to sleep. All right, Wendell. We love you, man. All right, thank you, buddy. Get some sleep. All right, buddy. Let's go to Brown in Boston. Our buddy Brown. Hello, Brown.
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
I'm all right, Brown. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, I had to wait, but it's worth the wait. I just wanted to say they had it screwed up with Tyronn Lue, the new coach of the Clippers. The new coach is Kyrie Irving because he's going to put up a 40-inch monitor on the bench because they don't need Steve Nash because he's just a ball boy. So he's going to coach the Clippers from New Jersey.
Why not? Kyrie is the Clipper coach. We can let him coach every Monday. How about that? Done.
Hey, I've been almost over for 2 hours, but let me just say this. I could play the Yankees theme song and the Lakers theme song after the Clippers Clippers beat him next year. I'll do it real quick, and then I want to get to Eddie. Okay.
All right. Chop chop. All here right, we go.
Hey, this is the Yankees theme song.
I don't know if that was intentional.
Hey, listen, I want to ask a question. My son Jack turned 14 on Friday, so was Eddie's birthday on Thursday or is it Friday?
Friday. Happy birthday to Jack, man. That's a good age, 14.
Hey, you played me early, but now you're going to get the real McCoy. I did it with Wayne years ago, then I did it with Eddie. I'm going to do it with Eddie right now. Happy birthday, Eddie.
Thank you.
Here we go. 1 second. You ready?
I'm ready. All right,
here we go.
A little extra there.
Yeah! Very nice. Way to go!
Very nice.
What can Brown do for you?
Wonderful.
Hey, you guys have used my stuff for years, and I don't get no money for it. But I get the opportunity to call in. You get the real McCoy. But I heard my harmonica earlier when I turned on the radio. I go, I'm gonna call in. Happy birthday, Eddie.
Well, thank you. That was very nice.
Brown, happy birthday, Jack. And thank you, Ben.
All right, buddy. Thank you, bud. And Brown, you'll be happy to know, while we don't pay you because we're cheap here, you have had your music played on 400 radio stations and globally. So, yeah. The musical stylings of Brown in Boston.
Come on. How many people can actually say that? That's pretty cool. Yeah.
You're getting some national global play in countries around the world. All right. We will press on here. And we've got Balderdash. Before we get to Balderdash, great one-liner by the Ravens defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale. So the Eagles and Ravens are playing this weekend, and there will be fans in the stands in Philly. 7,500. Wink Martindale said, at least it'll be easier to pick out who throws the D batteries out of the stands.
That's true. Good point.
This Wink Martindale is pretty funny, man. He's got some good one-liners. We've got Balderdash. I need two people. Our producer, Kevin O'Connell, who's in for Coop, who's being tested. He's already been tested for the corona. We'll find out over the next 24 hours. We'll find out whether he's got it or not. I say he does have it. Everyone else says he doesn't have it. So we'll get to that. But we got Balderdash next. And we will have it in all of its glory. And it is an amazing bit. It is an absolutely amazing bit. And it is coming up here next. But
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Only a few rare birds are able to listen to all 4 hours of the Ben Maller Show live overnight. But thanks to podcasting, you have no excuse to miss a second of our unorthodox chatter. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us 5 stars. It's quick, painless, and a noise management. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! All right, let's play the game. We're going to have a classic matchup here. A couple of Balderdash veterans are going to go head-to-head. We say hello to Lenny, the Crypt Keeper in Florida.
Hey, Benny.
Good to talk to you, Lenny. How's life treating you?
Everything's good. I hope Coop gets better.
People still dying to see you, Lenny. They're still dying to see
Absolutely.
You, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Funeral jokes never get old. Hold on a sec, Lenny.
Never.
Ever. And we have Justin in Cincinnati who's gonna he might be high though, Lenny, so maybe you got an advantage. Hello, Justin.
Hey, you get a hall pass for your birthday? You know what I mean?
Yeah, to eat a pizza, I think you get to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
you dog you.
All right, let's
do
it.
By the way, I got a call from Doc Mike on my cell phone wishing me happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice of Doc. You got the Doc. He has a drink he wants you to have there.
Yeah, he was probably peeing when I told you.
All right, calm down. All right, here we go. The categories are I'm back and I got the virus. Lenny, pick the category.
I'm back.
All right, I'm back. Everyone in this category retired from the NFL, then came out of retirement. Your name is your buzzer. $200 after playing 16 seasons with the Packers. This Hall of Fame.
Justin. Brett Favre.
That is correct. All right, $400. Yeah. He came back to play for the Jets and the Vikings. $400, born in Amherst, New York, this three-time champion, just left the WWE to rejoin his
Justin.
Justin.
Rob Gronkowski.
Justin's on his game today. God. All right. You still got a shot here. It's not looking good, Lenny. $600, drafted 12th overall by the Buffalo Bills. This five-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion, known for his time in Seattle where he
was top.
Yes.
Marshawn Lynch.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
All right, now you're in trouble, Lenny. Now you're really in trouble. $800. He must not be smoking the weed tonight, Justin. $800. This four-time Pro Bowler and 1992 NFL Comeback Player of the Year winner spent his first 10 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, only to return
Justin.
To the NFL. Justin.
Eddie.
Eddie?
No, I don't think that was enough, Justin. Can I hear the whole rest of the question or no?
No, I don't think we're allowed to. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Give me the question again real quick.
This four-time Pro Bowler, 1992 NFL Comeback Player of the Year, a winner, spent the first 10 years with the Eagles only to return to the NFL. And then,
is it Chris Carter?
You want to go with that?
It has to be him.
No, you're wrong. Oh, my God. It's Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham, he came back a year later with the Vikings.
I didn't get a chance.
You got a chance here, Lenny. $1,000, drafted fourth overall in the 1984 supplemental draft. This 13-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers would retire in 1998, only to return for one season with the Carolina Panthers.
Lenny. Let's go with Eddie.
All right, Eddie.
Crap. Can you read it again?
He was drafted fourth in the 84 supplemental draft, 13-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers, would retire in 98, come back with the Carolina Panthers for one season. But nobody remembers him with Carolina.
Wow.
Oh, Eddie.
I know.
You have a lifeline here, Eddie. I mean, that's your birthday, so we can't rip you, but, you know. God.
I'm sorry,
you
Lenny.
Got nothing.
All right, Lenny,
you got to throw something out, Lenny.
Chris Carter.
No, it was the Minister of Defense, Reggie White, was the answer.
Well,
you knew that, but you didn't say it. All right, we're out of time. And a couple of legends, but Justin, you got off to a great start. Does Justin win? I think he
wins.
Yes,
he wins.
All right.
Hopefully, Coop tests positive.
he can join you then.
Yeah, just like you. You tested positive. You were the first one.
Got a murder. Got to go.